So I think going away from me, you just have to be careful about how thick you are down below, okay? Something in your childhood or something that...
Let's not get into
that. Oh, sorry,
that
you hit a nerve. No, I think you have to be a little careful about that because there you had some harmony against harmony. Yeah, but we talked about that at the session, right? And so, but I think that worked well. A pretty good balance, except it's a little bit of grumblies down below. Yeah. Okay? All right. Ms. Sun, and you gave me a score, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and now this is Christmas in October, right?
Yes.
Got it. Some things you just have to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like an ending.
nice, pretty. It worked pretty well, I think. Everything felt fairly well in balance. I loved our string section, by the way, that time. That's a concert master I don't normally use. I've used her a couple times, but she was.
She played the solo very beautiful.
She played beautifully on the solo. Yeah. Because you've got a lot of like frilly stuff in here, and which is good. So it's a little mini concerto. I recognize that it worked very well. That comes straight out of Mahler, by the way. So good. These models and these models worked okay for you. For you?
Yes.
As you recall?
Yes, because I love the voicing. The first part. You say it's a model, a church model like that for the voicing, and I use the voicing and it's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the second part, uh-huh. I use the other model, but I think I kind of losing the melody here.
Right here?
Yeah.
That could be. There's a couple different things happening there, a little bit. But you know what? I don't think really too much you are. I mean, this should really go away. You know, and probably, bizarrely, the more people you had playing that, the more it would go away.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, it's a Mahler, I mean, it's Mahler.
Okay.
No, I love Mahler. From afar. No, it's funny, I never listen to Mahler. Do you guys listen to Mahler?
Yeah, why
don't you?
Gergiev and the, like, world... orchestra for a piece did a really, really good performance of his Fifth Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forget who the, I think it was Lauren Maisel, did a fantastic one of the Sixth.
Yeah, see, I just am not familiar with his stuff. I should go back and revisit it because my initial reaction to it was not good.
I might get it first.
Yeah, but I'm older now.
I think his third one is the one that has like the folk song that Disney turned into Be Our Guest, right?
Oh, I don't know, but I'll have to go
I
listen
think
now.
One of his symphonies has the, like, it's like da 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 da, and like it's basically singing just off by one note.
Oh, it's Be Our Guest? No, okay,
yeah.
Now I have to go and listen
to it. Be Our Guest.
Is it three or six? Three?
I think it's three.
It's not two, because isn't two three blind mice? Or is that one? That's one, right? With the bass.
Boom, yeah, boom, two boom. Is the big choral one.
Right. Oh, with that gorgeous brass choir, which is why you had the concert, or the contrabass, or the contrabassoon. Yes. It's fun finding out. Hey, did you guys hear? Did you guys hear? Hilary Hahn, did you hear that Leonard Bernstein's piece that he wrote for violin? I think it's like a, I don't know if he called it a concerto or not, but Hilary Hahn, she actually played it at Disney Hall last weekend or two weekends ago, and they played it on the radio before that, and really fun. I like Leonard Bernstein. I mean, he sounds like Leonard Bernstein, but it's really fun if you get a chance to hear that. And she did an interesting album that I may actually get. She had a whole bunch of contemporary composers write. It's called Encores or something like that. And she had a whole bunch of contemporary composers write basically short pieces. And she, and they're all different kinds of styles and stuff. So it's all kinds of, it's all contemporary guys. I mean, everybody, all living composers. And they play, I think Lang Lang, no, who's that? Not Lang Lang, he's the piano player.
Yanni?
Huh?
Yanni.
Not Yanni, no. No, David Lang, I think, wrote one. I think. Very interesting. He was interviewing her and talking about how it was weird to talk with a lot of different composers, because it's almost like they're competing because they're all on the same album, and it's like she's commissioned all of them to do the same. It's kind of the same kind of a thing. Might be interesting to look at. I haven't heard that, but I did hear the Bernstein piece, and it was quite good.
What's the name of the piece?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. It was fun, and then I talked to somebody who went to the concert and said, "Oh my God, it was so great!" So it was programmed. I'll tell you can find out, because it was on the LA Phil's program probably two weekends ago, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. So if you looked it up on the LA, it's I thought it was fun. I mean, maybe on second listen, it's like, oh yes,
Also, Christopher Tin is coming out with his newest song cycle this next year, and he's doing a Kickstarter campaign about it.